Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us this morning from the Gospel according to Luke in the 13th chapter, where again we hear Jesus lament over Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. This is God's word. Friends in Christ, most of us are so familiar with Jesus being referred to as the Lamb of God that we don't give that visual picture a second thought. But what about hen of God? That really didn't catch on, did it? But in the words you just heard, that's how Jesus describes himself in this unique situation. Jesus compares his love for the people of Jerusalem to the nurturing and protecting love of a mother hen, draping her wings over her chicks, as you see so vividly portrayed there. It's a tender image. It's a comforting image. And yet there is tragedy in these words. There is heartbreak because Jesus has tried to gather his children together, but they've rejected him. Chances are you know the pain of rejection, whether it's rejection in a relationship, rejection in your job, the rejection of wanting something so much only to be passed by. We know how it feels. So just imagine, if you can, how the Son of God feels as he journeys towards Jerusalem, his holy city, the location of his Father's house, the temple. And the reception he receives is rejection. He has come so that people, his people, can truly know God. He has come to bring forgiveness and a new direction for life. He has come to offer a never-ending life to his people and all people. And the response is, no thanks, Jesus of Nazareth. We don't want you. We don't want what you're bringing. And if you keep this up, Jesus, things might get ugly. Now, Jesus was not necessarily surprised by this rejection. He even said, Jerusalem is the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. And perhaps he was thinking of Jeremiah, who's in today's Old Testament lesson is threatened with death. Why? Simply for speaking the words of God. Human beings can have extreme reactions to God's word of repentance and mercy. As Paul writes in today's epistle, for many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. What a phrase, enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of forgiveness and love. Enemies of all that is good. Sounds so crazy to our ears. But then we are well aware of the fact that rejection of Jesus is all around us. Anywhere you look, pop stars try to recast Jesus in their own image. Fathers and mothers try to lead families apart from the wisdom and word of God. People crave power and control, despising those who promote peace and forgiveness in Christ. And there's Jesus still trying to gather a people to himself. He's not surprised by all this rejection, but it still breaks his heart. The worst of it is, This is not just a message about how those bad people out there reject Jesus. It's also about how we reject him. People who really ought to know better. Well, how, you may ask, do I reject Jesus? Well, let me ask you, is Jesus, the Son of God, the very most important person in your life? Would you drop everything in order to follow his calling? Do you share your faith with him, with other people? Do you care for those who are worse off than you and intentionally look for ways to serve them? Do you try to live a life of purity and obedience to the Lord on a daily basis? Do you hunger and thirst for Jesus' words, not to mention his body and blood given at his own supper? Or are there other places that you would rather be than an old church service? If you wrote down all the things you do on a given week, would they reveal that Christ is your number one priority? Or what would it reveal? Now, let me say this. I am willing to admit that I fall under the condemnation of these questions and have rejected my Savior in ways too numerous to mention. Are you willing to do the same? If you're not willing, I would pray that you wake up before it's too late, because you're choosing a road that leads to personal destruction. But if you are willing to confess and own your rejection of Jesus, I want you to listen to this. It sounds too good to be true, but it is the truth. Jesus is not surprised by this rejection, and even though it broke his heart, he pressed on to Jerusalem, to the hill outside the city where the criminals are put to death. Jesus does not handle rejection like we do. When we're rejected, we either lash out in anger, or more often than not, we shut down. We curl up into a ball so that we don't get hurt again, but not Jesus. He kept putting one foot in front of the other all the way to Calvary in the face of the most bitter rejection imaginable, where we help mostly our friends or those who can reward our efforts. Jesus helped those who hated him. Who hated him. And he prayed for their forgiveness. Where we turn our backs to those who reject us, Jesus offered his back to the Roman whip, absorbing the punishment of sin for us. Where we shut down and put self-preservation first, Jesus thought more highly of you than his own life. Rejection did not stop Jesus from proving his love for you and his wish came true. He gathers his children, and he gathers them with outstretched arms on the cross. He gathers his children with the wings of forgiveness and reconciliation. Though his arms are nailed fast to the wood, he embraces all people. That love embraces you. It embraces me. People who have resisted him, people who have rejected him. And what he wants most is for you to turn around and return that embrace. His arms are still open wide. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as long as we live and move and have our being, you invite us, you call us to repent and turn back to you. That's so necessary for us. We need to admit our sins. We need to turn from them and go to the cross of Jesus, where we see true love displayed, the sacrificial power of Jesus poured out for us. Allow us to know this day, Heavenly Father, that our every last sin has been forgiven and forgotten by you, thanks to the sacrifice given by Jesus Christ. Send your Spirit to give us the assurance that we need, that we stand before you cleansed and redeemed and free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself grant you peace at all times and in all ways. The Lord be with you all. Amen.